lighting. Beginning of the week. Quite the same since. Took out more than just the two. So you're a little late.
Taking a week off to the
Organize. Oh, no kidding. Well, I was severe.
You want to come today?
Yeah. If it doesn't work, hit it.
On the record, we can start whenever you're ready.
Good morning, and welcome to the February 22nd meeting of Eby's Landing National Historic Reserve Historic Preservation Commission. This meeting is called to order at 10:22 a.m., and I am Commissioner Chair Carlson. We'll start with roll call. Will each commissioner please state their name for the record, starting with Dave?
Dave Carpentier.
Christy Lovelady.
Steve Carlson.
Bob Clay.
Sarah Aldridge.
And Ron Van Dyke.
An agenda was published and provided to the commission in advance of this meeting. Does staff have any changes to the agenda?
Staff does not.
Does any commissioner wish to propose changes? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. The motion passes unanimously. The agenda packet included minutes from the meeting of January 25th, 2018. I ask the commission to take a moment to review them. Does anyone wish to make any corrections or additions to the minutes of January 25th?
I had two. And just a notation that I've already discussed with staff. It'd be helpful to have page numbers so communicate with them. And I don't know where to indicate where this is other than to say it's regarding the shop that on Northwest Alexander Street. Just before the motion, maybe three paragraphs up, starting with Commissioner Lovelady and ending with mass of glass. One of my concerns was towards the end that could be light from that could be visible at night to the duplexes up above. So I would recommend that we add and light from the workshop could affect the duplexes being built on the adjacent property. And then regarding the home on Jacob Eby Trail, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 paragraphs from the top. I indicated that the wall as proposed didn't represent a classic wall or fence. Therefore, it didn't concern. To me, it wasn't a big concern. That was it.
Does staff have any questions regarding those additions?
Would you please clarify? Oh, you've got it written. Okay, thank you.
Are there any other comments on the January 25th minutes? Hearing none, would someone care to move to approve the minutes with those revisions?
I also move.
Second.
A motion to approve the minutes of January 25th as revised has been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion passes unanimously. This morning we have two public hearings, correct? Okay.
One public hearing and continued deliberation.
Okay, one public hearing and one continued deliberation. Which we will hear in the order presented on the agenda. Please be aware these proceedings will be recorded. I will ask that all commissioners, staff, applicants, and audience members please speak into a microphone so that your comments can be preserved. These hearings will be held in accordance with the land use procedures required by the town, county, and the state of Washington. The Historic Preservation Commission's role is to determine on behalf of the town or county whether a development proposal is consistent with the Eby's Landing National Historic Reserve Design Guidelines and the Secretary of the Interior Standards for Rehabilitation as applicable. If determined consistent, the commission will grant or will recommend the granting of a certificate of appropriateness, which may include conditions to modify the proposal as the basis for finding of consistency. The commission's determination is based on the information provided in the application, staff's analysis of consistency with the design guidelines, and other information presented to the commission through the hearing process. All testimony and evidence presented to the Commission should address applicable design guidelines or the Secretary of the Interior standards or provide contextual information through which consistency or lack of consistency can be understood. Prior to the meeting, staff has provided the Commission with the applications and staff's analysis of the items before us today. The hearing process will start with presentation by staff, followed by questions to staff from the Commission. The applicant will then have the opportunity to augment, clarify, or rebut staff's comments and to respond to questions raised by the Commission. After the applicant's comments, interested parties may address the Commission regarding compliance with the guidelines and standards. Please be aware that you must sign the audience comment sheet or request to be a party record to have standing for appeal. Any proponent, opponent, or other interested party in a land use matter to be heard by the Historic Preservation Commission may challenge the appearance of fairness of any commissioner to participate in such hearing and decision. Such challenge must state facts relied upon by the party related to the commissioner's bias, prejudgment, personal interests, or other facts from which the party has concluded that the commissioner will not make a decision in an impartial manner. Failure to raise a challenge now will preclude an appeal based on that issue. Does any commissioner wish to declare a conflict based on personal interest or bias, or to disclose any ex parte communication or a site visit? Okay. Does any member of the public wish to challenge a commissioner's impartiality? Hearing none, we shall proceed. I will now open the hearing for file number EBY18005, Beth Rosenzweig. Did I get that okay? At 803 Ritma Avenue, Oak Harbor. It's a new single family residence.
Good morning, commissioners. Jonathan Lang, Iowa County Planner. I will be presenting this certificate of appropriateness. The applicant, Beth Rosenzweig, proposes to replace an existing mobile home on parcel at 803 Ritma Avenue with a new single-family home. The parcel is located north of Penn Cove, also north of Penn Cove Road, and south of Arnold Road. In considered, I believe, Oak Harbor, just north of Cubeville. Currently, the The mobile home on the site also has a detached garage. North of the property is a mobile home. West of the property is a single-family home off of Penn Cove Road, and there's a, I believe, a garage or barn structure across the street east of the property. Proposals for a new, approximately 870 square foot new single-family house with some patios. The applicant is proposing to re-side the existing detached garage to match the new two-story single-family home. The front door to the home, it will be where the will face the existing gravel driveway from Ritma Avenue. It's the middle image here. Gabled roofs and a front porch facing Ritma Avenue. This is what the existing structures look like from Ritma, and then from the yard. The garage is towards the rear of the proposed new structure. Existing vegetation landscape will be kept, and this is a view from the property across to Penn Cove. The property is not within 100 feet of a historic structure. This is about 300 or so, 300 to 400 feet away from what the Henry Arnold Grouser house, is that right? And it's in area one and requires a certificate of appropriateness, level C, for the proposed new structure. Staff finds that after review of the guidelines and that the proposed design style materials of the home, of the proposed new single family home, is in accordance with the guidelines and standards of EB's Landing Historic Preserve, and propose that recommend approval with one condition. The applicant proposes a metal roof, and we just ask that the metal roof shall be a dark and non-reflective color. Quick staff report, which is pretty straightforward. If you have any questions, take that down.
Commissioners have questions of the staff? Okay. Hearing none, we'll open this up for public comment. Is there anyone from the public or the owner would you like to address the commission for any reason? No. Okay. Then we'll close the public comment period. And any further discussions among the commissioners? Hearing none, would someone like to make a motion to approve EBY 18005?
I would so move.
I'll second.
I think that we need to include in that motion, sorry, condition of approval.
Right. And that is that the condition of approval is that the metal roof should be dark in color, non-reflective.
Can we get a second on that? Moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Passes unanimously. The second item on the agenda is old business. It's SB 124-17, the Robert and Sandra Allen request for special evaluation, and this has been continued from the January 25th.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good morning to the members of the commission. The commission has looked at this on, it's been on the agenda for the December 14th, 2017, and the January 25th, 2018, HPC agendas. And just two things to note. The staff report, I think, is discussed at the January 25th meeting. There were some questions about necessary permits that had not been received. That is still being worked out. The town building official has contacted the contractors on behalf of the owner, but we do not yet have building permits. We do not yet have inspections, and staff feels it is still premature to be approving a special valuation with outstanding permit violations. So staff would ask the commission to again table this to the March 22nd meeting with the hope and expectation that the permit issues will be resolved at that point. I would one other note in again reviewing the materials provided by the applicant, staff found an invoice that was within the two-year time frame for work that would fall under the qualifying expenses for a special valuation that had not been accounted for either by the applicant or by staff to this point. That is approximately a little over $8,000, and that has now been included in the total of qualifying expenses that staff is recommending for the commission's approval. So again, this will be coming back with the same concise list of invoices that staff feels are qualifying expenses at the next meeting. And if the commission wishes to table it, and this would be alternative one under the recommended motions in the staff report. That concludes staff's presentation.
I'll make a motion to accept alternative number one, which is to table deliberations for a special valuation on SV 124-17 to the March 22nd, 2018 meeting.
I'd second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Any comments or questions?
I have a question about when the property tax bills come. Are delaying this, is that going to affect any change in how much their tax bill is for this past year?
The special valuation decreases the assessed value of the property by the amount that is included in the qualifying expenses, and their tax bill is based on that for the next 10 years. This will take effect, and perhaps Ms. Dean can clarify this or confirm this, that it's my understanding that it will start applying in the 2019, in the subsequent year.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Following approval.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was late to get here, to meet the deadline, or last year.
Correct. It was received December 1st, and that was essentially when the packet had to go out and advertising had to occur for the commission. So we were unable to process it, and there have been outstanding questions with the application that you're well aware of. So we were unable to process it. The intent would be to process it in the current year. That was just not possible in this case. But it does not deprive them of any of the 10-year period that they will be, for which they'll be eligible for the revised valuation. Does that help?
Yep, thank you very much.
Okay. All right, we have a motion and it's been seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously. And with that, do I close the meeting and then we have the discussion of rules and procedures, or is that going to be part of the meeting?
It will be part of the meeting.
Okay. So the last part of the meeting is a discussion of HPC rules and procedures.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So as we discussed, I think, on the January 25th meeting, this is a system of rules and procedures for rules of procedure for the commission is a requirement in both town and county codes that establish the commission. And as we noted last time, staff is unaware that there have been written rules to this point. If there have been, we don't have a copy of them. So this is staff's cut at formulating those. Of course, they are your rules, so we want to your procedures. So we want to make sure that this is consistent with your expectations of process and of the operation of the commission. So I guess unless you'd have a different approach, I guess staff's question would be whether you have any particular concerns as drafted or any particular changes that you would like to see.
I guess I would have one sort of general question for staff, and that's whether or not I've read through this and it seems like it's pretty much the procedure that we've been following to this point. Are there any significant differences in this from what we're used to doing?
The primary change is a clarification of recusal, and whether so this would require anyone with an application or interest in an application to actually leave the chambers while the discussions occur. So that's really the significant difference that comes to my mind.
There's one other one that I think we talked about on the side at the last meeting, not during public comment or the meeting itself. But the concern I had was with on page 6, item F. How would a commissioner know when an application becomes pending? I know staff would know because they would accept the application, but unless there is an email to all the commissioners when an application comes in, how would we know then not to have any communications about that?
And that's an excellent question. I think on the and other staff may wish to chime in with this as well. I think that clearly ex parte communication would occur after you had received the packet or the agenda, at least the agenda. It would be probably cleaner and more helpful for you to learn earlier than you receive the agenda, and I think that's something we could procedurally do. The Historic Reserve Committee, comprised of staff, meets very early in the month to review those applications that will be going on that current month's agenda. We could circulate the agenda immediately following the HRC meeting, could we not? And that would provide you essentially the same notice that staff has of pending applications.
Another recommendation. If someone comes up and starts talking about a project, you can always ask them, is this something you're applying for? Is this pending? And if so, I can't discuss it with you. Because this is mostly in your dealing with the public in some sense.
Right.
So if someone does just come up and say, start talking about something, just ask them if it's pending or not.
I think it's pretty much common sense that as commissioners, you know that probably every application, at least that's going to come before us, we can't be talking to the applicant.
Sure.
And we certainly can't be talking to another commissioner about something until we actually are in session. So
you can talk as much as you want to us. So if you have any questions, you can ask any staff member.
talk to staff.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I would agree. I just didn't want to put ourselves inadvertently in a situation where we got into a casual conversation, didn't know if that had been applied for yet or not. So I do like the approach.
You can also announce it in the meeting. You can disclose that I've had a conversation in this.
And that's what I'm used to.
Yeah.
You just disclose all ex parte and the data.
Well, there's a real possibility that you're going to talk to somebody because it's such a small community, and you just kind of have to keep your nose clean, I guess.
The old commission, we used to get calls from applicants once in a while to discuss our projects, and we didn't know how to handle that. You know, it was just kind of over the back fence type thing, and you know, so we finally decided that, hey, you know, maybe that isn't a good idea. So this is good that it's in black and white now.
Since I wasn't at the last meeting, I read through this extra carefully, and I found it to be clear, comprehensive, and exactly the kind of document that somebody coming onto this board would expect.
I am really surprised that we didn't have one of these before. I mean, I thought it was done, but obviously it isn't. So. And I have another question, sort of goes along with what we're talking about. Has anybody challenged the decision of the HPC formally?
Not since I've been here, and I'm the longest of staff members living here. It started in September of 2013.
Okay.
1 month before me, so we are very close.
I still hold over your head.
I think it's a great job. I think what you did was spot on. It's very consistent with what I've seen in public service. And it keeps us clear, and it keeps the public clear with their expectations of us.
So I have a question on the recusal, and this probably only applies to me. And if it's a conversation that I should have with staff outside of this, that's fine too. Clearly, there is a potential issue for me when I represent an applicant. With the way that this is written, I would not be able to be present in the room representing that applicant. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
It was understood that this may be a difficult thing, and clearly your contributions to the commission are absolutely appreciated. But we felt that it was necessary to clarify this. That this is the standard. Standard understanding of recusal.
Sure, understood.
So the unless there's further discussion, the commission doesn't on a regular basis or perhaps ever adopt things. So our proposal was to bring back a resolution for you to formally adopt this as a board, and that would be you'll note in the amendment section that the intent was for perhaps a cooling off period if there were strong concerns at one meeting and there was a groundswell of interest in changing these rules, that be proposed at one meeting and then adopted at the next. So staff's proposal would be to bring forward a resolution for you that would be, I guess, proposed for adoption at one meeting and then put on as an action item on the following agenda. Reasonable?
Yeah, sounds good.
So at this point, I guess if there's no further business, we will close the meeting.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for calling me. Probably won't have snow at the next meeting.
Yeah.
It'd be moving well.
I